Why the heck would I go in and delete 23.3% of my email subscribers, people who've signed up to receive my Breakthrough Marketing Secrets daily emails? Why would I go in and delete 23.3% of my list? Like almost one in every four subscribers just got removed from my list. Well, that crazy question is the topic of today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so what happened? I just unsubscribed 23.3% of my Breakthrough Marketing Secrets daily email list. The reason that I did it today in particular is that I got a message from AWeber that basically Gmail has said that a certain threshold has been reached as far as the number of people marking my emails as unsolicited. And the funny thing is, like, I have never added people to my list that were not specifically asking to sign up for my list. So the whole unsolicited thing, like, yes, I get that people forget. I get that people, you know, sign up for something and then they don't want it later and they don't want to go through whatever process has to be gone through to, like, click the unsubscribe link and sign out that way or quit getting it that way. And the easiest thing to do is just, like, oh, mark this as spam. Tell Gmail I don't want it anymore. Tell whatever email service provider I don't want it anymore. But when that happens, it damages your sender reputation. And it damages your sender reputation with Gmail and, you know, Hotmail and Yahoo and all the other people that manage email. And what happens when that happens is your emails stop getting delivered to the inbox as often. They're more likely to get filtered out. They're more likely to arrive in people's spam folders instead of their inbox. They're more likely to get put in the promotions tab. Whatever the email service provider does to try to protect the experience of their users is more likely to happen against you. If, you know, and it could be like, I could love getting somebody's emails, right? But because somebody else is tired of them or didn't really want to sign up for them in the first place or whatever, if that person or enough people like that click, oh, I didn't want this email, then I could stop receiving that email, right? And I want the people who sign up and are engaged and want my emails to get them, right? Like, that's the whole purpose. And so AWeber reached out to me and they said, hey, you know, just wanted to let you know this has happened and we need you to take action on this because it is important for us as an email service provider to maintain these really high deliverability. And for AWeber in particular, like, their motivations are that all the emails that I send are tied back to AWeber. And so it impacts all of AWeber's customers if my emails are not getting delivered too. And so AWeber wants to protect the sender reputation of everybody that uses their service. That's one of AWeber's, like, strongest suits, is they do a really good job of that. They do a really good job of, like, cleaning out bad email addresses and bounces and all of that. And so with all of that said, when they reached out to me, they said, hey, here's a tool that we have. We have this tool that it says, if somebody signed up for your email list more than 90 days ago, and they have not opened an email in the last 90 days with, like, the open tracking, right? If they haven't opened an email in the last 90 days and they signed up for your email list more than 90 days ago, we mark them as a dormant subscriber. And when we mark them as a dormant subscriber, like, it or you can look up a list of these dormant subscribers on your list. And what I found was that, like, this has been a back burner intention of mine for a long time, to set up an email, like, a re-engagement campaign. And I would have liked, you know, given unlimited time to do all the things that I want to do in my business, I would have liked to have done some kind of re-engagement campaign prior to deleting these people from my email list, right? But because of the, because AWeber wanted this taken care of fairly quickly, what I decided to do was just delete these people without that re-engagement campaign. And it was, like I said, it was 23.3% of my list. And, you know, what that means is the other 77% of the list or so, 76.5% of the list, are fairly engaged. Like, they either signed up within the last 90 days, or they've opened at least one email within the last 90 days, expressing some level of interest and engagement with my content, which is awesome, right? And the 23.3% of the list that I deleted, I mean, those people are not likely to end up doing business with me. I'm more likely to just annoy them. You know, I'm not necessarily a welcome guest in their household, and I would rather be a welcome guest and focus on serving the people who I can serve best. And, you know, this is a good reminder. Oftentimes what happens, and I can't tell you this from experience from this particular instance, because literally right before I recorded this video, I deleted all these people. But oftentimes what happens is you actually get better deliverability after deleting these, and you get better engagement on your list, and you get better, like, you know, more clicks, more sales, more revenue, because you cleaned up your email list. And so so Gmail and the other service providers are more likely to deliver it into the inbox. And so that happens fairly regularly. I've heard when people do this fairly well, they have that thing happen, right? They get those positive results. And so I just wanted to share this with you kind of in the moment that, you know, hey, this is something that I knew was a best practice and I hadn't done yet. And I intended to do, but it took this particular communication from AWeber to motivate me to do something that I should have done for a while. And as of today, I did delete 23.3% of people from my email list. And it's going to become a regular thing going forward that I'm doing a little bit of, it's called list hygiene, a little bit of list hygiene. You know, so if you're not engaging with the emails, if you're not opening the emails, whatever, your email is subject to being unsubscribed from my list. Now, you can always resubscribe if you're interested, you want to re-engage, you want to start getting the emails again. You can always go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com and sign up for the emails there. And you can get those, and you know, that's great. That's awesome. But I don't want to be sending emails that you're not interested in opening. And so for that purpose, like, this type of list hygiene does make a ton of sense. What do you think? Like, do you have experience with list hygiene? You know, you can leave a comment with this episode. Let me know. Have you had a positive experience, a negative experience? You know, whatever. What's your perspective on it? Also, let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? Do you have a list that you know that you need to clean up, and maybe you're inspired to do that now? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. Again, you can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, and if you were part of the purge, the great email purge, you could resubscribe if you really wanted to keep getting the emails. You can certainly resubscribe it at breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, or subscribe for the first time and see if you like it. And if not, you know, now within about 90 days, if you don't engage with the emails, you'll probably be taken off the list. And that's okay, because that probably means that we're not that great of a fit anyway. So I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.